FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Tomorrow is another day. Yes, it most certainly is. It's Saturday. Unless you're listening to the podcast, of course. Max Steiner's unmistakable score to Gone with the Wind, getting us off to a flying start this week. Good evening, I'm Nick Plummer, welcoming you to FMR at the Movies, your official feel-good start to the weekend. Let's crack straight on with a score by Nino Rota to the Luchino Visconti classic from 1963, Il Gatto Pardo.
Thank you.
Il Gattopardo, The Leopard, music by Nino Rota. The Peter Jackson trilogy of The Lord of the Rings was, to describe it in one single word, epic. Composer Howard Shore won the Best Original Score Oscar for the second and third films, but his sweeping score across the whole trilogy was perfectly constructed, with leitmotifs for almost every character, object, and indeed location in the movie, such as this one, the Hornburg, which was the name of the fortress at the entrance to Helm's Deep, the location for the epic, there's that word again, battle at the end of the second movie, The Two Towers. Howard Shore's Hornburg from The Lord of the Rings. Now, did you know that Tolkien based that narrow valley of Helm's Deep on Cheddar Gorge, a similar geographical feature located in Somerset, England? Oh, you did know. Oh, okay. Anyway, here's Vivaldi's Concerto for Mandolin and Plucked Strings, adapted by Alexandre Desplat for use in his score to the Grand Budapest Hotel. Alexandre Desplat wrote most of the score to the Grand Budapest Hotel, but that wee snippet we just heard was from Vivaldi's Concerto for Mandolin and Plucked Strings, integrating perfectly into the soundtrack of the film. Christopher Nolan's 2010 mind-bending thriller Inception starred Leonardo DiCaprio as a professional thief who steals information by infiltrating the subconscious of his targets. Nolan once again called on his favorite collaborator, Hans Zimmer, to provide the score. from the Hans Zimmer live album. That was Time from the Christopher Nolan movie Inception. Here on FMR at the Movies, we should, in principle, play music that has been written for or used in movies. But that would be a great disservice when you have the amazing music that accompanies many of the natural history television documentaries created by the BBC with David Attenborough. So somewhere in between these two comes the incredible IMAX 3D documentary Blue Whales, Return of the Giants. It was a short documentary film that followed the inspirational journey of the blue whales as they returned to populate a part of the Indian Ocean from where they had been wiped out decades previously. Absolutely incredible music from Stephen Price, the composer of the score to the incredible IMAX documentary Blue Whales, Return of the Giants. In 1951, a little-known French movie was released called Sous le Ciel de Paris. The title song, Sous le Ciel de Paris, was later recorded by Edith Piaf, but it didn't become popular until 1960, when Andy Williams recorded it with English lyrics. Sous le ciel de Paris became Under Paris Skies.
Stranger, beware, there's love in the air under Paris skies. Try to be smart and don't let your heart catch on fire. Love becomes king the moment it's spring under Paris skies. Lonely hearts meet somewhere on a street of desire. Parisian love can bloom high in a skylight room or in a gay cafe where hundreds of people can see. I wasn't smart and I lost my heart under Paris skies. Don't ever be a heartbroken stranger like me. Oh, I fell in love. Yes, I was a fool. For Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris is just a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware. Look and see what happened to me under Paris sky. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Ooh, I fell in love. I was a fool. Yes, Paris can be so beautifully cruel. Paris can be a gay coquette who wants to love and then forget. Stranger, beware. There's love in the air. Fantastic, sympathetic, magnifique. I wasn't smart enough. I lost my heart under Paris skies. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you. Watch what you do, the same thing can happen to you.
Andy Williams with Under Paris Skies, the original of which was used in the film Sous le Ciel de Paris.
FMR at the Movies.
It's not very often we have three in a row on FMR at the Movies, but tonight let's make an exception, just to keep you on your toes. From the 1961 Blake Edwards romantic comedy Breakfast at Tiffany's, let's hear the title track, followed by Moon River, performed by guitarist John Williams, and then the theme for Holly Golightly's Cat, which was known as Cat. Ooh. three tracks from the same film, Something for Cat, preceded by Moon River, and we started those three in a row with the main theme from Breakfast at Tiffany's, all written by Henry Mancini, who would have turned 100 on April the 16th this year. Here's the master John Williams plying his craft, taking a leitmotif from his Star Wars musical universe and creating a bona fide concert item with Yoda's theme. Yoda's theme, first heard in The Empire Strikes Back, which is widely acknowledged to have been the best of all the 9 major Star Wars movies. From 9 Star Wars movies, we drop half a point to the surreal, semi-autobiographical comedy drama by Federico Fellini, 8.5. Thank you. Nino Rota's theme from the Federico Fellini movie, 8.5. When You Wish Upon a Star was originally written for the Disney 1940 animated film Pinocchio, sung by the character Jiminy Cricket. And it's the song which is widely considered to be the signature song of the Disney company. Here's Mexican tenor Rolando Villazón with his version, taken from his album of movie songs La Strada. Rolando Villazón wishing upon a star, and just like that, it's nearly time to go time. But not before we've heard from John Williams for one more time this evening, with his score to Spielberg's epic coming-of-age war film, Empire of the Sun. John Williams' score to Empire of the Sun, closing the show for this week. Thank you for your company. I'm Nick Plummer, and I'll see you next time. FMR goes to the movies.